You know, I didn't know that I was going to be sitting talking to a bunch of illiterate people who don't know how to read, but...
You're literally 15. What do you know?
Bro, you know how to read.
Yes, I do know how to read.
Name 10 books.
Are you serious?
Yes, 100%. Name 10 books.
Well, I read Game of Thrones. I'm obsessed with, like, the Twilight
series. She's trying to come up with a bunch of nonsense and she can't name any actual books.
Bro, shut up, kid.
You know, I don't really think that, you know, for the most part, you know, they've earned my respect to speak, you know, especially when I have something better to say.
We've earned your respect to speak?
So right. Far, he's not doing a really good job.
I don't really need to earn your respect. I don't think that's the point. You can.
And I don't need to earn, your respect.
I never said you did. You're just asking me why I'm interrupting you. I'm telling you I'm interrupting you because you don't have my respect.
Welcome to the Father's Day. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you all for being with me. I absolutely appreciate it. And don't forget, you can support the Father's Day at thefathersday.tv/donate. Also on locals.com. So click the link in the description. Very interesting guest today, Montan Evan. He is a social media influencer. Montan, thanks for coming on, man.
For sure. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you being here.
Amazing.
So, I watched a couple of your videos, and I want to learn more about you. How old are you now?
Right now, I'm 16, but I'm going to be turning 17 in a couple of weeks. So, maybe by the time this comes out, I might be 17.
And so, what's important to you?
Just my values and stuff.
Period.
Yeah, just stuff like that. I guess it would just depend on what values. Definitely conservative stuff. I would consider myself a Republican for sure.
A Republican?
Oh, yeah.
And why? Why Republican?
I just think that liberals, they're not, you know, I obviously would judge them on the person. But if somebody were to tell me they were a liberal, kind of just an automatic, not dislike, but a little bit of a disdain for them. They want to destroy the world. They want to do evil stuff to us. So always just need to be careful whenever you hear that from someone.
Really? And so So you're a conservative Republican, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Your parents are conservative as well?
Yeah, for sure.
And you live with both parents, father and mother?
Yes.
What do they think about you?
Just the online stuff?
No, just period.
Oh, just me as a human?
As a human, their kid, their son, and then online.
I imagine just in terms of being the son, they probably love me, just a parents and son relationship, and then... When it comes to the online stuff, they don't have an issue with it. They think it's pretty... I mean, I've been doing it for over a year now, so it's almost like a job at this point. So it's just like a normal thing.
How did you get into the online stuff?
Back in 2019, I was at a Los Angeles Lakers game, Angeles Clippers, because I had tickets for a Clippers game. And I held up this shirt. It said Free Hong Kong, you know, the Free Hong Kong movement.
Right.
So I was pro-Free Hong Kong, but I hadn't made any videos. And I got on the screen. It was the first game of the season. It was a really big game. So they had me on television. And then it was like this big thing. There were some articles written about it on like Time Magazine and Fox News. And I was like 12 at the time. So then after that happened, I did some interviews. I talked about Hong Kong up until maybe 2020. And then the situation kind of ended just because they kind of shut down the whole country. They weren't really allowing any more protests. I remember I would talk to some people in Hong Kong, some of the main contributors to the Free Hong Kong stuff, and they're still in jail today. You know, they haven't been let out. So the protest kind of just stopped because there was nothing to do. So I kind of went offline for a little bit. There was just nothing for me to talk about. And then by late 2022 in December, I started making videos again after the Game Awards.
You were 12 years old, right?
During the Hong Kong stuff, I was 12.
And so when you held up your shirt or you said Free Hong Kong,
right.
Were you just joking or... At 12 years old, what made you care about Hong Kong?
So I was somewhat of an NBA fan because, I don't know, I just had season tickets to the Clippers. Because the Clippers tickets are very cheap, you know.
It's, right.
Nobody wants to go to a Clippers game. So there was a big big drama going on with the Houston Rockets. I believe the general manager at the time, he said that the Hong Kong people should be free. So then China got really mad. They removed all of the Rocket stuff from China or something. And they made him apologize. So when the first game of the season happened with the Lakers and the Clippers, a lot of protesters were outside of the Staples Center handing out Free Hong Kong shirts.
Oh.
And since I had already been to a lot of the games, I knew that the camera guy would put me on if I had done like a wave or a jump during the dance cam. And I had a Clipper shirt with me, so I held up the Clipper shirt as if I was a fan. And when he put me on the television, I dropped it for the Free Hong Kong one. And he started moving the camera. And I think they got pretty mad at him for that.
Were you surprised that all that happened and then the outcome of that?
What are you saying?
That you got a lot of attention from it. And you're 12 years old, and normally 12 years old, not thinking about those things.
I think when it happened, I was a little bit surprised. I didn't know up until a couple days later. I think I was at school, and some kid came up to me, somebody I knew, and he told me he had saw me at the Clippers game holding up the shirt. And I just thought he had seen me there. And then when I left school, I was in, I think, sixth grade. I saw like a Fox News article. And then I went on Twitter. I looked it up and I saw all these posts about it. And then I realized, and I went to the main guy who made the post and messaged him. I made my own account and then I made videos about that for some time.
Really? And do you care about Hong Kong?
Yeah, I still care about it. But now that I wouldn't say it's a lesser issue now, but there's nothing really going on. It's unfortunate, but it's almost to say they lost. It's a hard battle to win against China, of course.
Yeah.
It's not like they're really getting aid from anybody. I think maybe at some point China had some small tariffs on them, but you know, it's like an ant fighting a giant. They were bound to lose. I was just hoping a lot of them could get citizenship or something.
Oh, I see. And are you Jewish or white?
Jewish.
You're Jewish. And so were you born and raised in America?
Yeah, I was born in California.
And so you're an American citizen.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have dual citizenship?
Between where?
Israel and here.
No, just America.
Oh, and do you put America first?
America first. Even with the accent I have and all that, I would like to consider myself a true patriot.
Right on. I was going to ask, why do you have such a Jewish accent if you were born here in America?
Yeah, so a lot of people ask, because in my videos from when I was around 12 years old, they say I didn't really have the accent. But what happened is during 2022, I started training it. You know what I mean? I would talk to the walls. I would find people out on the streets. I paid them some money to speak with me. And I've been training it ever since, and it just got deeper. And now it's very patriotic, very stern accent.
Really?
Yes.
What the?
Amazing.
Amazing. Can you sound normal? Like an American, if you wanted to?
This doesn't sound American to you?
It sounds Israeli.
Sounds Israeli.
Pakistan.
Yeah, Pakistan.
You know, it sounds like a foreigner.
Yeah, no, it does a little bit. Since I've been doing it for so long, this is the only one I can do.
It sounds like at any moment you could start a military.
Oh, like just get everybody ready?
Yeah.
So would you say it's a good thing that I sound like this?
Well, I don't think of it as good or bad. It's different.
It's different, just equal.
Right. So do you like sometimes use your other voice or have you lost it?
No, this is the only way I can speak now.
So you speak that way at home and everything?
Oh, yeah, only. If I'm ordering food at a drive-thru, I'll say, hello, I would like the number 6. And then this is the only way I can move over now.
And what does your parents think about it?
Oh, I've been training them to sound like this as well recently.
Really?
I've been trying to get them on the right path.
That's amazing, man. Do you think that American citizens from other countries should have dual citizenship?
What do you mean? If somebody who is an immigrant who moves here legally should still have citizenship to the other country?
Right.
I probably wouldn't see that as an issue if they were born in the other one and they moved here legally. I wouldn't see why that would be a problem.
Oh, okay. And so do you believe... What do you think about the border?
The southern border?
Should we have a wall around our borders?
I think we need to do an even bigger wall than Donald Trump said. I believe that it needs to be not even just wood, because there's millions of people coming from the border every day.
Yeah.
So I believe that we need to put a wall, because in my opinion, it's getting ridiculous. I actually took a trip over there a couple months ago to see what's happening, and you see all of these people. It's like a football stadium all at once. And then when they come through, they'll go into wherever they're going, into California, Texas, wherever, and they'll go to the local towns and they'll just make everybody give them money.
Yeah. What a mess. And so you can't vote at this point, right? Do you wish you could?
Not yet, but if I could, I would most definitely vote for the big Donald in a year or so when I can.
The great white hope.
The great white hope, Donald Trump. He's one of the people I certainly look up to.
So do you have things you do when you're not, like, doing your YouTube stuff, or you're not, like...
Just like other hobbies?
Yeah, like your age. What do you do?
When I went, I do online school now. When I went to school, one of the things I would do, you know how some students will try to make money selling chips at, like, lunchtime?
Right.
So I would go to the people selling that stuff, and then I would have them, I would have one of my buddies buy one of the chips from them. So when they were distracted, I could take the money out of their pocket. So I was getting the money from them selling chips, but I didn't actually have to do any of the work.
Are you joking?
No, that's for real.
You were stealing the money from them?
No, but they were stealing the money from the school because they weren't allowed to sell it in the first place.
And so,
so that's how I justify it.
And so you're joking, all right?
No, that's for real.
So there were kids stealing the chips at school?
No, they weren't stealing the chips. The school said you're not allowed to sell. Students can't sell to other students.
Right.
So that was my justification from taking in their pockets.
Did you ever get caught?
Well, one time one of the teachers said, did you just take something from his pocket? And I just handed him a 20 and he he went back to class.
What a mess. So let me ask, you say you're Jewish, right?
Yeah, partly.
And so are you a Christian or are you Jewish?
I would say, well, I'm not like, super religious, but I would say Jewish in that sense.
And what does it mean to be Jewish? Is Jewish a religion or is it an identity? Like, you belong to this population of people.
Honestly, I wouldn't know how to describe it in the exact definition because some people, it's kind of considered, what is it, ethnicity at this point, but... There's also some of them that will claim to be Jewish with religious beliefs.
And so are you Jewish religious belief or are you Jewish people?
I would say that I'm for sure Jewish people. The way that they say it works is that if you're born Jewish, you can't get out of it. So
you can or you can't?
They say you cannot.
Oh.
You're born Jewish, they say no matter what, you can't leave it. But religiously, I would say that I'm a little bit religious. Like I wouldn't do some stuff, but... not super religious, not like going to temple every day.
Oh, I see. And so what do you think of the Christians?
I have a lot of Christian friends. I have no problem with them.
Oh, you have no problem?
I have Christian friends. I have some Muslim friends as well. I think that they should be on a person-to-person basis. Obviously,
yeah.
If somebody's an extremist, you know, Jewish extremist or Muslim extremist, then maybe it's not good. But most Christians I've met are very, like good normal people.
Yeah. What do you think about the war that's happening with Israel and Palestine right now?
Yeah, definitely. I would say that I hope it can end quickly and they can hopefully just get a 2-state solution done. I think that's probably what most people want at this point.
But the Palestinians don't want that. They want to kill the Jews.
They don't want
a
2-state solution.
They want to kill the Jews. They want to push him in the ocean.
That would be Hamas, I think. But the Hamas
right.
is very
You're
extreme.
Right, it is Hamas.
I think they need to get rid of Hamas, but for the actual civilians, I hope because, you know, I'm probably the Jews in Israel are way more extreme than me. I'm not born in Israel. I don't have any sort of automatic biases towards them. But that's what I'm saying. Those people would be very extreme. But even those people probably even want to give Palestinians the land I most definitely want to have them have their own country at some point with at least Gaza and the West Bank.
But over the years, the Jews have been given the Palestinian land after land after land. They gave them Gaza. And the Palestinians never satisfied.
I think the Palestinians right now are in Gaza, but right now it's getting destroyed, unfortunately, because of just the war going on. But I think in future, I'm hoping when the war stops, they can become, you know, I hope that the people running it won't be Hamas. It will be a real government. It can be a real country and start acting like it and trading.
It would be nice.
I don't really follow the Palestinians, you know what I mean? I think it's just the situation is very unfortunate, especially for them in this scenario.
And do you plan to run for president at some time or a politician?
I would be open to it, but definitely if it doesn't interfere with the Great White Hope, Donald.
Yeah.
But when I can run for president, it will be in a long time. So potentially.
What's wrong with the world today?
A lot of things. It's a huge mess nowadays.
Yeah.
Especially here in California, it's getting unbelievable.
What ticks you off at times?
What makes me angry?
Yeah.
You know, even when I was waiting in the green room just for this to start, I was outside and homeless guy started banging on the door and demanded I gave him money. So
out here?
Yeah. So, I mean, I told him I didn't have any money and he came in And I ended up having to give him my manager's phone. And hopefully he can sell it and make some money. But I didn't want to do that. He forced me. Amazing.
Amazing. So I know that's a joke.
No, that one is a little bit... But then we'll make you give them money. Maybe not a phone, but they will make you give them money.
Yeah, the homeless people are evil people.
They're very evil.
They're very evil.
Why do you think they became homeless in the first place?
Because they were weak. They were beta.
Beta males?
Yeah.
What if it's
beta male and female.
Oh. And what if it's a female homeless?
She's still beta.
Beta?
Yeah. And now they're being spoiled because the government is giving them free stuff, free money, and the government's telling them that you can find an empty house somewhere or for sale and move in.
That's horrible. The squatters is ridiculous.
Yeah, the squatters. It's crazy.
You know what we need to do, I think? It will cost some money in the beginning, but we need to hire a large sector of people to find all of the homeless people, gather them up, and then start making them do work. Like give them simple jobs, but don't allow them to say, no, I don't want to do it. You know, I'm a big believer in freedom.
You're right, man.
I believe in, you know, everybody has rights. But if you're homeless, I believe homeless is similar to an eighth class citizen, in my opinion.
I think that they should. You know how they say the illegal aliens are coming here to pick the farmland? Pick fruits.
You're saying illegal immigrants?
Yeah, illegal alien.
Yeah.
And I think they should load up the homeless people and take them out to plant the crops here in California and do things like that.
I think after a couple of months, they will probably enjoy it. And, it might sound a little bit extreme, but we shouldn't even pay them.
That's right. Just feed them, but don't pay them.
Food, water, a little bit of entertainment. Allow them to watch something like this. It's educational entertainment, but that's it.
At least they'll be earning it.
Yeah, at least at that point, they can earn the food and the water and they can contribute to society.
That's right. Are women created to lead or follow?
What do you mean? You're saying lead or follow the men?
Yeah.
Well, probably follow.
Women were created to follow?
Oh, yeah.
Would you ever vote for a woman? And why not?
I don't believe they are made to be leaders.
Yeah.
They weren't born like that.
Right.
Do you believe women should be allowed to vote?
No. You agree?
Oh, yeah.
And why do you agree with that?
They can't think straight.
Right. Very emotional.
Not just emotional. It's the IQ test came out. The average IQ for a man is, what, 100? And the average for a woman, they're lying. They're saying it's 101. But there was a solo study done by my buddy, and he determined that the average woman has an IQ of 40.
Yeah, I believe it.
Me too. It doesn't make sense that they will have a higher IQ than a man.
Women don't have a logical mindset. They're very emotional.
Very emotional. A lot of hate.
Yeah, also, it's that way because the God above is the man's God, and then the God below, Satan, is the woman's God.
You believe that Satan is a woman?
It's a woman's God, yeah. He has a feminine spirit, and he's evil. And so he worked through the woman. Evil come through the woman.
So you believe that all women are evil?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What about, can men be evil or no?
Yeah, because they are women, the mothers, when they have the children, and the kids are born innocent.
Ah, okay.
The mother imposes a will on the children and turn them away from the father and recreate them in her image.
Is it possible for a woman to not be evil, or they're all evil?
They're all evil until they forgive their mothers.
Well, no. Women themselves?
Right.
Or they need to forgive their mothers?
Yeah, the women need to forgive their mothers because they become just like their mothers. They become angry, and the guys become like their mothers, and the cycle repeats itself because you become attracted to what you hate. And so every woman the guy get involved with, it's just like his mother. He's attracted to what he hates.
So the man is becoming like a woman too. Everybody's becoming like a woman.
Yeah. Do you have anger?
I'm a very hateful person.
You are? And how did you become hateful?
I think partly born like that, probably.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Any man that has anger is a woman. He has his mother nature.
No, I'm not a woman. I just, when I see a homeless guy, it makes me a little bit ticked off.
But it's not normal for men to get angry, period.
You don't get angry when you see homeless?
No. I just see that they are evil, and if I have to deal with them, I deal with them.
But you don't have the urge to go and get them?
No.
Really?
Not at all.
I have to control myself when I see them.
Well, you got to overcome that.
How can I do that?
By forgiving your mother for recreating her image, and then forgiving your father for not protecting you from her.
Hopefully that can happen soon, but I am unable to speak to her right now, so hopefully in future I can speak with her and go over that.
Why can't you speak to her now?
She's in prison.
Your mother in prison? Why? Yeah.
Oh, I'm not allowed to say. It's really bad.
Really? But Jewish mothers don't go to prison. They own the prison.
But they own the prison, but this one didn't own the prison. Just straight to jail.
And how long has she been in
jail? The ones who own the prison are the Jewish men.
Oh, really?
That's what I think. Well, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
You think that?
I heard that, too. I heard that the Jews own everything. Are you rich?
No, not really.
Then you're not a Jew.
I would say that fairly middle class.
Middle class? Why? I thought the Jews owned everything.
Well, some Jews, but not every Jew is... it's like saying when somebody would say that a black person is poor, there can be outliers. I would say that the very powerful people, a lot of them tend to be Jews, because a Jewish person within power will want to, you know, they will want to have nepotism to the next Jewish person. So it will help the Jews have the advantage of that, just like somebody, just like a different race can have an advantage in a different situation. But not every Jew will be very rich. But
right.
I think statistically, they have a lot of money.
Have you ever gone to Israel?
No.
And why not?
I just haven't had the opportunity yet.
Do you want to go one day?
Definitely not right now with what's going on. But if there can be peace, probably.
I've gone there.
You've been to Israel?
If I were God, and if you die, you want to go to heaven when you die, you must have gone to Israel before you die.
You need to go to Israel?
But if you... I've gone there before.
No, but you need to go there to go to heaven?
In order to get to heaven.
Have you been to the Gaza and the West Bank?
Yes. But it wasn't... We were not allowed to go... Were we allowed to go in there? Were we allowed to go in there, Bill, or just ride down by it, near it? I can't remember if we were allowed at the time to go into Gaza. But
because in Israel, some of the Jews are a little bit racist. They'll try to make it so the Christians can't go certain places.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I'm not sure. I haven't been there, so I wouldn't know. But not all of the Jews are racist, just some of them, you know what I mean? Just some of them probably have... They're probably taught untrue things about some Christians, but I wouldn't fully blame them for that. That's just part of the upbringing. It's you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But that's not most of them.
You know what? I was surprised when I discovered that there were liberal Jews, and I couldn't understand how could a Jew be liberal, considering the history that they have. You know, the Hitler thing and all that. Are you surprised there are liberal Jews?
A lot of liberal Jews. If you go to New York, I think maybe besides white people, the main sector of New York is Jewish. And it's like a stereotype. It's the old liberal Jews, you know, gray hair, a little bit of balding, like Larry David. Very liberal.
And what would cause a Jew to be liberal?
Maybe if they were playing sports and hit their head or something, but... Maybe it's case-to-case basis here.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely not good. It needs to be resolved quickly.
What's wrong with the blacks?
What do you mean?
What's wrong with the blacks?
Just in general?
Yeah.
With every black person or the black community?
Not all, but most black people. What's wrong with... They seem to be out of control, angry.
The black people are out of control.
Angry, violent, mad at everybody, killing one another. What's wrong with the blacks?
I'm honestly not too sure. I'm not too educated on the black people. I would say that you probably know more than me because you're black.
Do you ever see any blacks?
Yeah, I have a couple black friends. Most of them are African-American.
Most of them are?
African-American.
And are they like white acting black or are they black?
What do you mean? If they're white and black?
Do they act like white people? Your friend's black.
No, I have black friends who are also African American.
How can that be?
They are black and African American.
But how you can't be both?
Why not?
How can you be both?
Because they were just born like that.
What do you mean?
You know, I say, are you black? They say, I'm black. But if I say, are you African-American? They say, I'm African-American. They're both.
But if you're black, right?
Okay.
You're born in America, so you'll be American black. And then now
you're saying they're not African.
Now you're saying that they are African and they are black and they're American.
That's just what they tell me.
And what do you think about that?
I usually just take their word for it. I'm not, because I don't know all of their exact roots of if they were actually African.
Are you afraid of them?
Afraid of black people?
Yeah.
Not typically.
But a little bit?
A little bit. But a little bit with, you know, it divulges with certain people. Like if I saw a little Asian guy, I'm not going to be scared.
Right.
But if I see one of the skinhead white people, I will be a little bit, you know, a little bit wary.
You would?
You wouldn't be scared if you saw a skinhead, like tattooed white?
No.
Not at all?
No.
I would be a little bit.
Why?
Well, just they're probably racist to me. You know what I mean?
Really? Do you love white people?
Love everybody.
Do you love white people?
Yeah.
You love white people?
I love white people.
Oh, nice. Most people are afraid to admit that they love...
They are afraid to admit they love white people?
Yeah.
No, I love white people. Do you love white people?
Yes.
You love black people?
Yes.
See, there we go. I think you should be able to say you love everybody.
That's right. Do you think we need more white babies?
What do you mean? Just more white people?
Yeah, because they say that in a couple of years, white people are going to become the minorities, and then the people of color are going to become the majority. Do you think we need more white babies to prevent that from happening?
You're saying that the white people will no longer be over 50%?
Right.
But I think there will still be more white people than any other minority group.
Well, they're saying that it won't.
They're saying that it won't
because
be?
Because white people are not having a lot of white babies anymore. And they're having abortions and things like that. Oh. And so they're becoming a minority. Does that make you tremble with the idea that white people might be the minority?
It's not just the white thing. I have a little bit of an extreme view on abortion. I know a lot of, I know I might get some hate for this, but I believe we need to take one or two, like one man and one woman, not just going for females here. We need to take like five men, five women, and then we need to make a big farm, and then we need to start breeding. And then those people, I understand that will be taking away from their freedom, but then that will solve the population issues. And you look at somewhere like Japan, and the economy is getting messed up. They're not having enough babies there. I think that's an issue going to happen in China soon, too. The population is very high now, but I think they made it so you can only have one baby. And then now they're getting rid of all of that. Now they're allowing unlimited or something, or like four or five. They're trying to encourage them to have more. So what I think we need to do is just start growing them. Just have
start
a farm for
white babies?
All of them.
All white babies?
Well, white, and then what is do you know the percentage of white people in America now?
No, I don't.
Let's say it was 58%. I would say make 58% white, 30% black. If it's 30% black, just keep it where it is now, I would say.
Who would you rather see running the country, black people or white people?
I don't think I would have a preference for either one here.
Why not?
Just wouldn't be one of the things I would be automatically considering.
But black people don't know how to run anything.
You don't think so?
Look around you.
But you are black.
Right. I'm the only one.
You're the only one?
Yeah.
But why do you think
well,
that?
Well, there are a couple others.
There are a couple others?
But do you think that black people know how to run anything?
Well, I would take it on a basis of an individual. Like, I would say that you're probably good at running this situation here.
Tell me this. Can you name any city or town or state in the United States that is controlled by blacks? It's run by blacks and controlled by blacks, and most blacks live there, and you would want to go live there?
Probably not. I probably wouldn't even be able to tell you one city that's run by blacks in general.
Really?
Well, I would just be hard. You're saying that the blacks are the black people are who most people think about when they're talking about the city, or the black people are the ones running the government?
Run the government.
I want to know which cities are specifically run by which races. You know what I mean?
I'll name a few. Gary, Indiana.
Okay.
It's controlled by blacks.
I don't think I've ever heard of this place.
Really?
What is it, Gary?
Gary,
like
Indiana.
The snail from the SpongeBob?
G-A-R-Y.
Yeah, the Gary.
Oh, I don't know.
It's similar sounding.
I don't know about SpongeBob.
You have a similar t-shirt to him.
How about South Central L.A.?
Like downtown?
Yeah.
That's the government is...
near downtown.
Oh, right here, like close by.
Yeah.
The government is run by black people?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely, in this specific circumstance, not good.
Yeah.
A lot of homeless, a lot of crime. Very bad.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Shirt, come on, I ain't the children alive. Let's go. Come on, one shirt.
Jetson! Jetson! What in the world going on out here?
All these people are here for the merch, but we're sold out.
They're here for the merch?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. The merch is amazing.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
The merch is amazing. What do you think about the attack on Donald Trump about by the black DAs and the liberal white judges and other?
The black who?
The DA, district attorneys.
You're saying they're suing him?
Yeah.
I think that all of the liberals, black, white, Asian, whatever it is, all of the liberals, it's something with their brain. They're trying to stop somebody who can fix the country because they want to create chaos.
Yeah.
They want to put Biden in. I don't know if you saw the video the other day, but he was in the middle of a speech and he fell asleep.
Well, I've seen that before.
Unbelievable.
What a mess.
What a mess. Not amazing.
Not amazing. It's beta.
Beta.
So let me ask, do you believe racism exists?
For individuals or systemically?
Period, yeah.
I would say that somebody can be racist, but probably not inside government right now.
And how can you be racist?
Well, if I were to say I didn't like Asian people, I would be racist towards Asians, no?
Why would that be racist?
Well, would that not be the definition?
But why would that be racist?
Because that's the definition of racism.
But, so you believe racism exists?
Not systemically, but I think individuals themselves can be racist.
How?
By hating another type of people.
But if they hate them, that would be hate. That wouldn't be racist.
Well, it's just describing a certain type of hate. If you hate a woman, then what is it, misogynism?
Is that what they say?
Yeah, no, I'm saying it's all the same hate, but they just use racism and misogyny to describe different types of it. You know what I mean?
But racism,
just to distinguish what you're doing, what type of hate.
Racism doesn't exist.
You don't believe so?
I know so.
You don't think anybody can be racist?
No.
Why not?
You either are of good or evil. And so you're either evil by hating your fellow man, your fellow woman, or you're good by not hating them. You can agree and disagree, but you don't have to hate them.
Do you think racism is evil if it existed?
It doesn't exist.
If it existed.
But it can't.
Hypothetically here.
It's impossible.
Do you think hate is evil?
Yes.
Do you have any hate in your heart?
No, anyone that has anger has hatred.
Do you have any of that?
No, zero.
How did you get rid of it?
By realizing that I was wrong for being angry at my mother, for trying to turn me away from my father, that she couldn't help herself.
What did she do?
She didn't like my father. You know how mothers don't like fathers.
She didn't like your father?
Right, so she tried to keep me away.
But you
and
forgave
so I
her?
I forgave her for that.
Did you forgive your father as well?
Yeah, for being beta.
He was a beta?
Oh. Is your father beta or alpha?
Alpha.
Your father alpha?
Yeah.
And so he protects you from your mother?
She is in prison now, so the government is protecting me from her. The government is protecting her from everybody.
Is she going to ever get out of prison?
I think maybe in about, I think they said 30, 40 years.
Really? That's good news, right?
Well, we'll do a little party where we can appreciate that. I'll be about 70 by then or something.
So listen, we celebrate White History Month in July. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I started it. This is our seventh year coming up.
Seventh White History Month?
Yeah, in July. Did you know that July, you know why I started White History Month in July?
Not sure.
July just feels white.
Just feels white because of the sun?
No.
Why so?
Well, that too. I hadn't thought of that. I'll add that to it.
Why was it July in the first place then?
It's vacation time. It's reflection time.
So you're saying all of the good stuff is white?
Yes.
So you don't like black people?
No, I love black people.
Do you think they're worse than white people?
Does a bear shit in the woods?
Does a bear shit in the woods? So you're saying that you think they are worse than black?
Not all, but most.
What about you?
What do you mean?
Do you think that you are worse than the average white person?
No.
Why?
I grew up on a plantation.
So you're saying you grew up white?
I grew up on a plantation.
So you're saying you are more similar to a white person than the average black person?
I grew up on a plantation.
No, I understand.
I really did. Did you know
that? No, I believe you.
Yeah, down in Alabama.
You were born in Alabama on a plantation?
Yeah.
Were you a slave?
No, but I worked in a plantation. My parents and their parents and their parents and their parents.
But we worked your ancestors were slaves.
And then the white people had a, they would come down and visit the plantation sometime. They had a big white house on a hill. And then we would have to go up there and clean it up and get it ready whenever the white people would come to visit.
And you're happy you don't have to do that anymore.
Why?
You're saying you are happy or not?
But why you say I'm happy I have to do that?
Did you have a choice to do it or not?
What was wrong with it?
Well, I would say there's nothing wrong with it if you had the choice, but if you're forced, then it's not good.
No, you weren't forced.
You were allowed to say no?
Yeah.
Well, then it's not slavery. Then it's just a normal job.
But the white people owned it, though. You know what else happened? My grandfather's father used to run the plantation before my grandfather took over. My grandfather took over when his father died, right?
Okay.
But what happened was my grandfather hired another black man that worked on another plantation. He was fired from over there. And so he came over to the plantation and asked my great-grandfather for a job, and he gave it to him. And then late in the night, the white people came over and told my grandfather, not late in the night, but they told him, you can't hire him. My grandfather said, forget about you, I am going to hire him. He hired him anyway. And then late in the night, they came to try to kill my grandfather. And my grandfather had a gun under the bed. He went for the gun and ran them off. And so he succeeded in running them off. But then they came back another night, and my grandfather went for the gun, but his wife had removed the gun from the bed.
The wife took away the gun?
Yeah, and they ended up killing him.
So what is the moral of that story?
That, let me just say this. So they asked her, well, why did you take away the gun? She was like, well, I didn't want him to do anything crazy. I didn't want him to get in trouble. She caused him to get killed. Isn't that amazing?
But not amazing. I would say that it's a sad story.
What's sad about it?
It ended up dying.
And?
You don't believe that's sad? You don't feel bad for your grandfather?
But he's dead. Why would I feel so bad for him?
You don't feel bad for dead people?
Why?
They're dead.
But they don't feel anything.
I guess that's an interesting perspective on that. I've never heard that one before.
But just think about it. The person's dead, right?
No, I see what you're saying. I think it can be logical. I'm just saying, I've never even heard that before.
Oh, what is the purpose of feeling something for a dead person?
You don't mourn when somebody dies?
What?
You don't mourn if somebody you know dies?
What is that?
No, mourning them, being like a funeral and all that.
Yeah, I go to the funeral sometimes.
But you're not sad that they died?
No, why should I be? Really, I would like, I know
you. Good question,
you.
I never thought about it like that. That's just what people do without thinking about it.
Right. Have you ever mourned a death?
No, I don't think too many people close to me have died or passed away when I was very conscious, maybe when I was very young.
Right.
So probably, but it's a little bit, but not like when I was able to really think like a conscious human.
Right.
Probably not that very much, but here and there.
And when you did mourn, why did you?
Probably just out of sadness.
Why were you sad?
That I could no longer see the person.
But why?
I'll just take that guess on why.
Oh, I see. So you were sad for yourself, not for them.
Yeah, probably selfishly, yes.
Yeah, because it was about you not being able to see them, but they weren't feeling anything about it.
Yeah, they didn't care at all.
Right, isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
What a waste of time, huh?
But that's why I became conscious.
And what does it mean to be conscious?
Able to be, I guess there would be, there's different definitions. My definition of conscious is to become a Republican.
Nice. Are you successful?
Business-wise?
Yeah, what you're doing now.
I would like to believe so. Yeah, I mean, compared from my age, I would think so.
And what does it mean to be successful for you at your age?
I guess in terms of business, some people would consider it money. And then some people, you know, since I make videos online, you know, I don't want to sound like egotistical, but some people can recognize me, ask me for a picture in public, and then I'll use that as an opportunity. I'll say, hey, can you ask that guy for a picture? I'll get them to do something for me, and then I'll take stuff in their pockets.
That's success. Amazing.
Amazing.
And so are you prize at your age that you're successful? What have you learned about yourself as a result of being successful?
Well, to answer the first question, I would say that I'm surprised, but I'm not, because I feel like I'm the most successful because I am the most alpha and conservative person I know. Even from a young age, 11 or 12 years old, when I would go to school, you know, I would be debating the other kids. And, you know, obviously I wasn't as knowledgeable or smart as I am now. I was a younger person,
right,
but I was still much smarter and much more conservative than the 11 or 12 year olds I would be debating. I would even debate the teacher sometimes.
Oh, yeah?
The liberal teachers, they're getting out of control. They're spreading the propaganda to students.
That's amazing. Are you happy to be homeschooled now? I mean, schooled online, or would you prefer to be in school somewhere?
Well, it got a little bit difficult since I started making the videos, which is part of the reason I left. But, you know, obviously I'm happy that I don't have to deal with the propaganda from the teachers. But at the same time, I'm a little bit sad because I don't have the opportunity to take them on head first.
Yeah.
Because I know some other students won't be able to do that. They will just stay silent, unlike me.
So when you became famous, it became difficult to go to school?
Yeah, you know, just, well, I don't know if you know what there was after the thing that happened in December at the Game Awards. You know, I went to school. No problem with it. If some person asked me for a picture or something, I would do it, no issue. I'm not a humble guy, but, you know, just when you're at school, at a school environment, it becomes difficult. You know, if you're playing sports and you're moving to schools and, you know, it became a lot easier for me to just do it from homeschool. And now with AI and, you know, ChatGPT, I can get the whole class done in like 2 hours.
Amazing. Well, so do you believe that men should play in women's sports?
Like transgenders?
Yeah.
No.
And why not?
Well, it's not fair, you know what I mean? I think that the woman should play against the woman, the men should play against the men, and then probably a reasonable solution is if a man wants to play in women's sport, have him play against the other men who want to be women.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because then everybody is happy. Then they're playing in the women's sports, and the women are playing in women's sport, and the men are playing in men's sport. Everybody gets what they want.
And should women be allowed to play in men's sport?
Allow them. It won't happen.
It won't?
How are they going to play in men's sports?
They do want to play in men's sport.
No, they want to, but they won't be able to. It's not possible.
And why not?
They will get destroyed.
Yeah.
Imagine if you take a WNBA and put them in the NBA. They won't have 1 point in 40 years.
What do you think about women doing karate classes with men? I know women, there are men, friends of mine, who are taking karate classes and judo classes.
You're saying
whatever.
The women are taking MMA classes to be able to fight off against the men?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it would depend on the circumstances. Maybe it will be helpful if they're fighting another woman. But if it's a woman who has... it would just depend on how successful they are in the jiu-jitsu. You know, if you take the UFC women's heavyweight champion, they will probably be able to beat the average man in a fight, but for sure the average woman cannot beat the average man in a fight. Yeah.
Do you, should women be in the military?
Maybe if they want to, if they apply for it themselves.
Oh, me without, what do you mean by that?
I'm saying if they try to get in themselves, but not drafted.
But we don't have a draft.
We don't have if there is a war, they won't take people.
I guess they will now. But so you think they should be allowed to?
Do you think they
should be in the military and fighting wars, or should they be nurses and cooks and things like that?
Well, don't they need that in the military as well?
Right.
I'm saying there's a lot of different positions.
Right. But should they fight in the war?
On the battlefield?
Right, on the battlefield.
I mean, unless they're one of the top ones, like the UFC champions or something, probably not.
So you've been red pill?
Oh, yeah. I red pill people.
And what does it mean to be red pill?
To be alpha.
Give me an example.
Just having the right views, being conservative, not wanting to have more homeless, just all types of stuff. I could go on forever.
Right. What is love?
I'm very hateful.
You're very hateful? And so what is love?
To be kind to somebody. Can be an example.
I'm sorry?
I'm saying to be kind to somebody would probably be an example.
Are you ever kind to anyone?
I can be kind to people, but it's always for selfish intentions.
Really?
Like right now, I'm trying to stop myself from pickpocketing you. I really like pickpocketing people. It's one of my favorite hobbies.
And why is that your favorite?
It's like a rush of dopamine to the brain whenever I get something.
But you're Jewish and you don't have to, you already own everything, I'm told.
The Jewish own everything, but not but me specifically, no.
But why not? Your parents are Jewish, right?
Yeah, but they're not like the Rothschild Jewish. They're just Jewish. They're just normal Jewish. There would be, if you took one of them and put them in public, people would just think they're white.
What's the difference between the Jews that wear the rags hanging down and the black suits, white shirt, and a Jew that don't wear that?
Well, that would just be like the religious ones. Depending on what they are, they can be called the rabbis. That would be, you know, the priest. They would be considered the priest for the Jewish. But they wear all of that.
Oh, and they would be the priest for all the Jews, no matter what?
Well, no, they would be, well, if you're not super religious.
Because the kids wear them too. I see.
I'm just saying, that's like the religious attire. It's like wearing the the little hat. I don't wear that, but that's it's similar to wearing the other stuff. It's all similar stuff.
Oh, I see. Do you ever wear the Jewish hat?
Not often.
Why not?
I'm just not very religious. I believe in God, but not super religious.
And you believe in God?
Yeah.
And how do you know you believe in God?
What do you mean by that?
How do you know you believe in God?
You think, how do I know I'm not wrong?
No, how do you know you believe? You say you believe in God, right?
Well, it's how do you know that you are here right now?
No, how do you know you believe in God?
I wouldn't know how to answer that. It's just I believe in him. It's how do you know that you are conservative?
No, but you said I believe in God, right?
No, I do, not
right.
You.
Know what I'm saying? You said you believe
in
God.
Yes, I believe in him.
But how do you know that you believe in him?
Oh, no, I was answering it by saying it's like, how do I know that I am a conservative? It's just, you know that you know what you think.
Oh, I see. Do you have a free will?
I would say so. I believe everybody has the opportunity to act on themselves.
So you believe you have a free will?
I believe so.
And why do you believe that?
I just believe that believing you don't have a free will is going to take you on the wrong path. You know what I mean? It's going to help you become lazy and think that you being lazy was inevitable.
Oh, I see.
Do you believe you have free will?
No, I know for a fact no one has a free will.
Why so?
They just don't have it. You're either controlled by good or you're controlled by evil. You're not in control. You have never... Have you ever... created your own thoughts? Do you create your own thoughts?
Maybe I wouldn't know. It's a difficult question. I wouldn't know how they're coming into my mind.
They're coming into your mind?
I wouldn't know how, though, if it's me or something else.
And do they come into your mind? Do they go into your mind?
Yeah, very, very thoughtful.
And where do they come from?
I'm saying I wouldn't know. Maybe my brain.
And so, but you don't create them. They tend to come from somewhere.
Probably, yes.
Have you ever wondered where are these thoughts coming from?
I've never gone down this route of thinking, but it's a good question. It's interesting.
Yeah, and why have you thought about that?
Have you ever thought about The Rock competing in WWE Slam Championship?
I have no idea who that is.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
So, like, do you have...
It's like it's just something that never came to my mind.
Do you have good thoughts or bad thoughts?
I would say so.
So sometimes you have good ones and sometimes you have bad ones, right?
Yeah.
But you don't create them.
Probably not. I would have to think about it more extensively.
Right. And so if you had a free will, why don't you will those thoughts to go away and never come again?
Say it again.
If you have a free will.
Okay.
Why don't you will those thoughts to go away and never come again?
I would say that it's good to have good and bad thoughts.
Why?
I don't think you should just have good. You should be able to think about what is good and what is bad, because if you're just taking everything at face value, you might not actually get to what is good. You might... let's say you find somebody who is raised up by liberals. If they just take things at face value, they will believe that their good thoughts is pro-abortion and letting in a billion Chinese to the U.S. But if they think about it more extensively, it might flip that is bad and something else is good. So I think you need to have thoughts within yourself to come to a conclusion.
Why is it necessary to have good thoughts or bad ones? Why not have none?
Then you'll just be blank.
Isn't that amazing?
That is so amazing.
Would you rather live a blank, free life not thinking life, or life where you get up and down thoughts, bad and good thoughts?
I would say bad and good. What do you? What? Which one's for you?
Why would you rather have that than to have clear, no thinking, free mind?
But if you're not thinking, there's nothing going on in the brain.
But you're not doing the thinking.
You're saying that there are thoughts, but they're just being controlled. I'm confused.
I'm saying that there are thoughts, but they're not your own.
Well, that's fine as well.
The so-called good ones or the bad ones.
You just act instinctively.
You act according to the thoughts without realizing they're not your own.
But if that's the case, then that would be what you're doing anyways.
What do you mean?
I would say that it's probably one or the other. No, if everybody just acts on that, then they're also acting on the idea that they're thinking of the thoughts. You know what I mean? They're not acting on their own accord to think of the good and the bad. That's just acting instinctively, like what you're saying.
Right, but all people, until they realize, are acting on thoughts. They're not acting on them on their own, right? And they're reacting to thoughts, the good ones or the bad ones. They're both imposters.
You're saying the good ones are fake also?
Yes.
So what should we do?
Get rid of them all and live a no-thinking life.
No-thinking life?
Right.
You think that will lead to success?
Yes.
Why
so? In a major way.
But why?
It will not only would it lead to success, but it will lead to success without your efforts. It will happen naturally.
It will just be no stress. Stress-free life, you're saying?
Absolutely.
That seems like a good one.
But you got to get rid of thoughts. And you got to overcome thoughts.
Right? So how can I do that, though?
By watching them and not calling them yours.
So I should allow the thoughts to come into the brain and then just take them out of the ear?
No, you watch them come in and just let them go. Don't hold on to them. Don't call them you.
Oh, they're just something else. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Can you eat them?
What?
Can you eat them?
What?
Can you eat them? Digest it?
What do you mean?
Can you take a thought physically and then eat it?
How? How can you do that?
I don't know. I'm asking
you.
You
don't even control them. They're not yours.
So it's not possible to eat it?
If you want to, you can.
That seems good. Amazing.
So will you give that a try to stay away from thoughts? Just observe them?
I will give that a try as well as the other thing.
Would you rather have a stress-free life, or would you rather have a life that's dominated by thoughts and emotions?
Stress-free life.
Well, then that's how you get it. You overcome thoughts.
I need to try this.
You're not your thoughts.
Should I try it right now?
You're not your thoughts. You're not your body. You're not your emotions.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to start the process.
You started by just being aware of what you're thinking.
Okay.
And then let it go. You'll learn.
Hopefully it doesn't turn me schizophrenic.
No, it's going to make you sane. All people who
nice
are
to meet you.
All people who are into thoughts are schizophrenic. They're
you
crazy.
Believe you're schizophrenic?
No, I'm not into thoughts. But all people who are into thought, all people are insane. They're crazy.
You see all of the people on the stage with us right here? I'm seeing a lot of people right now.
Right. I'm not surprised.
I'm seeing a lot of people.
I am not surprised.
Nice to meet you. How are you?
So tell me, describe you.
Me as a human?
Yeah. Describe who you are.
Well,
you.
16 years old, conservative alpha, nice views, hardworking, and a lot of positive adjectives, you know, all of the good things.
And so you are all of those things?
I would like to believe so.
Really? And so what is it like to have so many identities?
Well, it's just to believe, it's just a good thing. I think it helps you get through stuff, you know what I mean?
How does it help you to have so many identities?
No, it's the one identity.
No, you just named all these things.
No, there are adjectives. It's like saying good human. Jonathan is a fat little man. It's still Jonathan, but there are adjectives to describe him. It's still the same identity.
But how can he be all those things?
Well, you are black, right?
No.
You're not black?
No, my skin is black, but I'm not black.
Oh, by that perspective, then it's just one, I guess.
So how can
you... I thought you were saying physically describe.
No, just describe who you are. But because of time, I got to put you on the hot seat.
Just gonna like quick fire questions?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
And I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible.
Okay.
The hot seat.
What is a man?
Born as a man, I would believe as a man. Having no hate in the heart.
Are you a nationalist?
Can you describe this one?
Are you a nationalist?
I'm not too sure of the definition, that's why.
Is the earth flat or round?
Round.
Do we need more white babies?
Yeah.
Was it a mistake to give women the right to vote?
1,000,000%.
Xbox or PS5?
PlayStation.
Is it wrong for a black man to love the Confederate flag?
Maybe. It's probably.
Did the bear shit in the woods?
Yeah.
True or false, abortion is worse than slavery?
I would say they're both not good. That's a tough one.
True or false, abortion is worse than slavery?
Middle.
True or false, abortion is worse than slavery?
You have me on the hot seat. I would say it's hard. It's like I'm really, I don't know. I think slavery was really bad.
True or false, abortion is worse than slavery?
Probably false.
Should we give blacks reparations?
What is that?
Reparations?
Yeah, it's just like money?
Money and let them get into schools and businesses without earning their way.
No, I think everybody needs to earn their way.
True or false, the civil rights movement was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks other than abortion.
Probably false.
Does a chicken have lips?
No.
True or false?
Sending
your kid to a public school is child abuse.
Oh, very true.
Did you have fun?
Very fun. Great time today.
Yeah, thank you for coming on, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was amazing. Tell the folks how to get, and thanks for taking the hot seat. Tell the folks how to get to your YouTube channel, all the stuff you're doing out there.
Yeah, if you want to watch some of my interviews or any of the stuff I do, I have a YouTube channel, Matan Even, MatanEven on YouTube. I do a podcast every week in my own studio and all that. And then on Instagram and TikTok and Shorts, I put all of the clips out there.
Amazing. I just realized I wanted to ask you one other question.
Okay.
Is there such thing as a past or future?
I would think so.
Do you have a past?
I would believe so.
Where is it?
My past, what do you mean? Like a reincarnation? I don't believe in it.
Where is your past?
Well, the past was talking to you 5 minutes ago.
Right, but where is it now, though?
Now it's gone.
So there is no past?
Doesn't exist, I guess.
Do you have a future? Is there a future?
Maybe. It's a difficult question. Very philosophical.
Oh, okay. Have you ever wondered about your future?
I kind of act in the moment, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I act as where I am now.
There is no future.
Because I believe that if you act in the past, you will become depressed. And if you act in the future, you will become anxious.
Absolutely.
You need to act in the present.
You need to live right now.
Right now.
And let now take care of yourself.
Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, man.
Appreciate
it. I wish you well.
Thank you.
Thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Don't forget to go to thefallenstate.tv/donate, locals.com in the description there. Check out our merch. Like, follow, ring the bell. Y'all know what to do in the social media stuff better than I do, right? So check it out. Appreciate your support. Let me know what you think about this show and any other guests you would like to see on thefallenstate.tv. Thank you so much. Thank you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Is that amazing. It? Yes.
I think that was great. What do you guys think?
It was amazing.
I think that was a good one.
Yeah.